USA Radio News.
Several of the victims killed in the Highland Park, Illinois shooting will be laid to rest today. This as the suspected shooter's uncle, Paul Carimo, apologized on behalf of the family.
We're very sorry.
U.S. Secret Service Director James Murray will retire from his post at the end of this month after a 32-year career in the federal government and 3 years at the helm of the agency. Murray's departure comes a week after the denial of an alleged altercation between former President Donald Trump and his security detail ahead of the January 6, 2021 assault on the U.S. Capitol. This was all following an explosive congressional testimony from former White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson. This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
While there are few signs of COVID-19 precautions, cases are on the rise. In New York City, cases are up more than 17% from 2 weeks ago. And in Los Angeles County, they are moving closer to what the Center for Disease Control and Prevention categorized as a high level of community transmission, which would trigger the return of a mask mandate. The Omicron subvariant BA5, the fastest spreading form of Omicron so far, is responsible for more than half of all new cases in the nation. That's according to the CDC. Elon Musk says he's withdrawing from his $44 billion deal to buy Twitter. In a securities filing, Musk accused Twitter of lying about the number of bots and spam accounts on the platform. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Fan manufacturer Vornado Air will pay $7.5 million to settle claims it failed to immediately report potential deadly risks posed by their electric space heaters, which was recalled twice. One of the defective heaters caught fire, resulting in the death of a 90-year-old man. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission chair stated the death was avoidable. Actor Tony Sirico, known for his role as mobster Peter Pauly Walnuts on The Sopranos, has passed away at the age of 79. His manager has confirmed he passed away Friday. There was no immediate cause of death. At the request of PETA, artist Damien Hirst's 1990 installation, 100 Years, has been dismantled due to the fact that it manufactures the birth and death of flies. The work is meant to be a commentary on the fact that many flies die when exposed to public light. 100 Years was being exhibited in Germany at the time of the dismantling. The museum's director stated that they thought that flies were not covered by the Animal Welfare Act. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.